Hi, I'm Raphael, and I make spell checkers. Before we get started, play a little game. I've got some text up here from the New York Times, and in each of these paragraphs, there's an error. Can you spot it? Go ahead and just shout it out if you can find the error. It's one. I heard ringer, correct. Second one.
Roll back,
correct. Number two. And number three, does anybody spot the error? Effect, yes. So, these came from a blog called After Deadline. And there's a section they have, it's called When Spell Checkers Can't Help. Well, folks, my name's Raphael Mudge, and I have a spell checker that can help. So, as you can see here, ringer, roll back, and effect. However, it's not fair to criticize. Let's show what it looks like on my own writing, because no one needs help more than I do. So after the deadline, it's a plugin for WordPress, and it goes in the visual editor, and it also works in the HTML editor. In the HTML editor, I click button proofread, and take a second. It's about 1,600 words, and you saw it quickly. It just highlighted everything. It's fast. And it does some neat things. It does spell checking, and it uses context. And I'll give you an example of that. Scroll way down. I have a sentence here. You don't want to be the poor schlub wandering the streets of Oslo. If I click on that, it'll bring up, in theory. Oh, wait, hold on. Normally it works. Ah, there we go. Yeah, so I'm getting used to this new trackpad. It's fine. Okay, so... yeah, if you click on it, it gives you the correct spelling of schlub. And so I got stranded one night in Oslo, no place to stay. That was rough. It also does, as I showed you before, misused words, like the word weather. Tells me weather. And if I don't know the definitions or I want to know why it flagged the error, I can click explain, and it'll show me. And I can say weather. Did it mean weather as in whichever? Or weather, the way I write it, as in a castrated ram. Well, I don't think I was writing about sheeps, so it's totally cool. It also helps you with something called style checking, and it'll help you clean up your copy. In this case, it'll say, hey, instead of determine, why don't you use the word decide? Or it might say, instead of the word purchase, why not buy? And these seem like small changes, but added up, they really shorten your writing quite a bit. And for those of you who say, you know, Raffy, you're a great guy, I like you, thank you. But for those of you who say, you know, I don't want you telling me how to write. You know, some things, I got my own way. And I'll give an example, RTT, that's an acronym. And I don't want it bothering me with that, so I click ignore always, gone forever. Well, let's see, what else does it do? I showed you purchase and buy. It helps you eliminate complex expressions, or redundant expressions, excuse me, like final destination. How about just destination? It's where you're going. It is final. yeah, that's right. So this is one of Jane's suggestions. In the HTML editor view, you can't, it's not WYSIWYG, so you can't type things as you go, but say I want to change credit card. Jane suggests this. Instead of credit card, I can type in, like, thing that cost me lots of money. Hit OK, and it swaps it right in. So we thought about everything, or we tried to. But just to show you, in the visual editor, click that button again. It's the same user experience between the two, OK? You know, the ignore always and all that other good stuff, the weather, all that. The explanations, still there. And another neat feature of After the Deadline, good. If we go to my profile, most of these options, the blue ones and the green ones, are turned off by default. But you can turn these on, and After the Deadline will help you find biased language. It'll help you find cliches, about 700 of them. Complex phrases, it'll help you restore diacritical marks, like accents, like in resume, the little tick on the E or a little tilde thing on San Paulo. And it's also embeddable in other applications with jQuery. Here it is, working with intense debate. You know, WordPress, capital P. WordCamp, capital C. So your users can benefit from the spell checking love as well. And if you want to know where to get it, please write this down. www.afterthedeadline.com. And it's free. And I hope you enjoy it. If you got questions, email me.